It's April 9th, 2024. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. It's Tuesday. My name's Ariel Nissenblatt. Across from me is Ned Donovan. Ned, we love coffee, and we decided that today would be a coffee tip. So what is it?
Yeah, we do love coffee on this podcast. And
if you can't tell.
Recently came across this tip. It has significantly improved my life. And the tip is this. If you make a pot of coffee in the morning, you know how sometimes, no matter how good the beans you get are, it tastes burnt when it comes out and you like can't figure out why? And I used to think like, ugh, this coffee pot, just like the water's a little too hot. I can't adjust the water because I don't pay for that kind of fancy. The answer is no, it's burning on the hot plate when the very first coffee hits your pot, and that burnt coffee then infuses the rest of the pot and it ruins the whole flavor. So the tip is this: when you go to make coffee, leave a tiny bit of water at the base of the coffee pot, just like a little bit, so that when the coffee hits it, it's not the only thing in there and it won't burn before the rest of the pot fills. Adding just like a tiny little bit of water has made the coffee that I make at home so much better because it never comes out burnt, and it used to, like all the time, and it was absolutely this problem.
So this is if you are making coffee with like a drip coffee maker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
if it
falls into the carafe, which always has a hot plate underneath it, that very first layer of coffee that's super thin will burn before the rest of the coffee makes it into the pot. And so having just a little bit of water in there over the course of a whole pot, you won't water down your coffee, but you will stop the first coffee from burning.
Love it. Well, listeners, viewers, if you are a coffee lover, let us know if this tip helped you. We'd love to know how you take your coffee. So
yes,
leave
what's
us a
your
comment.
Coffee order?
Yeah, leave us a comment, leave us a rating, leave us a review. We'd love to know what's up, and maybe one day we get coffee together.
Heck yeah. Tip and Dale coffee date.
Bye.
Goodbye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.